Rise FM with Swift, 1520 Pambili, and you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. As parents, we invest a lot of time in giving our children the life we never had and end up neglecting our children's emotional and psychological health. Not because we don't love them, but because we were also raised by the saying that mvana lomncana akati lutho, there's no harm done. So we are only now opening our eyes to the fact that actually we also need to nurture our children's emotional and mental well-being. So this evening, I am in conversation with senior social worker from Childline Mpumalanga, Prudence Manzini. Good evening.
Good evening, Sevile, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, thank you. It's an honor. We are taking over the station, Makoba. for today, kunga Manzini la.
Yes.
Thank you as well for availing yourself for this conversation, mainly because it is one that leaves a lot of parents wondering where to begin as far as taking care of our children's mental health, and sometimes even fearing that I might not even afford, you know, to invest in my child's mental health. But the most important question that I want to start with is, at what age can a child start getting counseling?
Sevile, I'm so happy to be presenting this topic with you. It is interesting, as we are an organization that working with children. So from the age of 3 to 4, yes, a child can engage in therapy. The kind of therapy that we use as toys or just creative activities, then that's how they can express their feelings. But then with older children, it's much better because now we can engage them and talk to them and they can verbalize emotions. And we make sure that we approach children based on their developmental stage so that they can benefit from therapy.
All right. I'm glad that we got the first one out of the way, clarifying that it's not true kuthi mvana akati lutho, mntwana lomncane. So if the age of 3 is where you need to start investing in your child's mental health, then it's evident ukuthi bantwana basheshe bahlakaniphe, basheshe babone. Now, what are some of the signs parents must look out for that might indicate that a child needs counseling?
Okay, so Sevile, I would like to also just share with you that, you know, the benefits of therapy before we move to the parents. It helps a child to understand their feelings. It's okay to talk about how they feel, because this means no good one they are human beings, they need to be listened to, they need to also be respected. So therapy helps them to cope with challenges that they might be facing, whether they're frustrated or they are scared of something, or they've got stress, and therapy can help them to be able to, you know, normalize feelings and understanding that to be frustrated or to be angry or anxious, it is okay. So early intervention, it also assists to build confidence in mntwaneni, and also to stop anything that is a trouble to a child, putting it away. So I will move to the question. What are signs we must look out for? You know, the children will just, if a bubbly child suddenly changes to a withdrawn child, sad or crying always, doesn't want to eat anymore, doesn't want to go play anymore, don't want to watch their favorite channel or do their favorite activities, that's when you can see with the child is no longer okay, there's something. Because sometimes we don't pay attention. Maybe a child is quiet, so you just say the child is normal. But when you can maybe be a parent who's following up, talk to your child, then you will see the changes in the child.
Just paying attention to what is a normal routine in your child's day so that you're able to pick up the slightest change. Now,
because, you know, this goes as deep in the way they end up, you know, suicidal and they lose their appetite, they can't eat, so that will affect their health. So that they wanna go to school or they wanna come home. So it's very dangerous to go to me when I don't take care.
Now, another challenge that might be there is one where a parent has a child who has autism, because lapho the dynamics might be different, and then I usazama understand that you're not le autism. Kuthi okay, njengoba kuthiwa mfana nami autistic, you know, is this normal in a child that is autistic or not, or when should I be concerned? So do children that have autism require a different type of help, or naimtali umangabe seganga services, just, you know, to clear it and be safe. Kuthi angifuniki assume kuthi the violent outburst umangabe bekuyinvole yendeka solo kuyinvole normal, even when it might indicate kuthi something has happened.
Yes, children with autism or who are autistic, they require a special therapies, because labanye find that they need as the speech therapy or, you know, counseling in maybe their communication style or their sensory movement, because the autism now I find it's on different levels. You find that the child is just hyperactive plus with autism, and then even if their IQ is high, but you find that can't be able to communicate as normal as, or no, not normal, but as other children. You know, sometimes they are older than their birth age, sometimes they are smaller than their birth age. So it's crucial for parents to go to a specialist or hospital or clinic so that can be referred to a specialist.
All right. Now, if a parent cannot afford continuous sessions like those that have medical aid, but wants their child to be evaluated till December, what are the available options? Because njengoba bengishilo, sometimes ngaba likhulu, because nathi batali, we are also seeking professional help. And when you see how much you have to pay for your sessions, but ngalana nimntwana na you want to take care of their mental health, what are the options that parents have?
Okay, most schools say they've got counselors and psychologists that can provide the free support to the child. But there are organizations like the Child Line, Mpumalanga, like us, we offer a free therapy. And then we can also go as long as the child is okay. Like, we cannot say, no, we're only seeing a child for 3 weeks or three sessions, but we go to as far as the need of a child. It depends. And so yes, we don't charge money, Tina, but there are special private therapists or social workers or counselors. They can, if you're affording to go, you can pay, but Tina, we are for free, and we've got also a toll-free number where when you don't know what to do or where to take your child or a first step, you can call us on our toll-free number, which is 116, and then a counselor, they will be answering your phone and refer to your social worker. So you don't have to pay anything. You don't have to be afraid of putting a colota or a medical aid, because the governments have put such facilities in place.
No, thank you for sharing that as well, because I can imagine for a parent losaqali labona ukuthi umntwana nami sekumaffecta even academically, but I can't afford professional help. Kubhlungu, because you just sit there wondering ukuthi uyahila yini or kuya ngokuya vele kuyamoshakala. Now, are parents also included in the counseling sessions as well?
Yes, of course. Usually parents are included, because also, you cannot talk to someone's child without their consent. Parents must know if they're directly involved. We welcome them to come and join and have also sessions with their children. Sometimes, even if they don't join us, but when we involve them, it will be better, because a free space is here, but at home, what about at home? But when we get the parents, they're able to cope at home with the children, and they understand the behavior and they know what to do. And then when they are when they're involved in therapy, they will improve their communication with their children. You know, they can engage the whole family, because sometimes we find that there's challenges also on the family dynamics, but when they come out together and have a free and open sessions, and sometimes we can also assist a parent how to communicate to a child or how to assist your child. You need to be friends with your child and and teach your child maybe safety tips, you know, maybe we have a way, you know, you can have your language to show that I'm not okay or I'm okay or I'm struggling here and there. So it is important that parents are involved.
All right. No, thank you very much for sharing that. Hopefully, there's a parent, Lucy Dagel, and I'm but because of time, we are going to have to cut it right there. And also to recognize and appreciate the work that you are doing in our community, because kubalulekile kakhulu for us to take care of children. Children are the future. Singalokhu sitsasazi ukuthi kumoshakala kuphi, but we're not investing as much in the future as we should as parents.
Yes, yes. And then I can share with our parents out there or teachers, we have also a WhatsApp number that is 079-453-5482. At least they can just send us a WhatsApp and then we can respond to them. We have a Facebook as well, Childline Mpumalanga. We are on Instagram, Childline Mpumalanga. And we are on the website, www.childlinempu.org.za. We also have an email that you can just send an email, and it's admin@childlinempu.org.za. It's 3116.
All right. Thank you very much. And hopefully, because we are always on socials, they will go and find the Childline page on Facebook. And please do enjoy the rest of your evening.